Hey, Spin Sucks fans. Jenny is out this week, so this episode is a replay of one of your favorites from last year. Is thought leadership just another buzzword? Enjoy, and Jenny will be back next week with another new episode.
In our industry, there are buzzwords. So many buzzwords. We have so much corporate jargon to parse through every day, it really gets tiring fast. Admit it. We all hate corporate jargon. We all hate using corporate jargon. And yet, why can't we just talk to each other like real people? I mean, seriously. And how do we tell the difference between meaningless buzz and a phrase that might actually be genuinely useful? That's what we're getting into today, because today we're going to talk about thought leadership. And no, thought leadership is not dead. So sit tight. We're going to provide insight on how to synergize the 30,000-foot view to maximize our authenticity. Just kidding.
If you're a communications pro who works hard, doesn't compromise quality, and gets the job done, welcome home. We'll share our tips, tricks, and stories, and together we will change the face of PR. Spin sucks, but we don't. With the Spin Sucks podcast, here's Jenny Dietrich.
Buzzwords are like fashion trends. The favorite looks of this year's autumn season are headed to the trash heap by the time spring rolls around. Most of us can't even look at the 80s or 90s hairstyles without cringing. Remember mall bangs? Uh-huh. Exactly. And so it goes with jargon. There's the hype, and it becomes the dominant theme of conferences and conversations and blog posts for a while. And then there's the fall, replete with sarcastic and cynical dismissals on social media. Some of this, of course, is pretty normal. It's super easy to get tired of the hype train. In the case of thought leadership, though, it gets kind of tricky, because no matter how much you proclaim the happy end of thought leadership as a meaningless buzzword, thought leadership is an essential part of many communications plans. Because when used correctly, thought leadership is exactly what it says on the tin. For businesses, thought leaders are at the cutting edge of production or their services, changing industry expectation about what is even possible to accomplish, and helping others realize their full potential. Thought leaders are essentially industry experts. They're leaders, the facilitators, they're experts, whatever you want to call them, that's what they are. A little while ago on Spin Sucks, I asked the question, is it time to retire the phrase thought leadership? If so, what replaces it? It's a problem with how thought leaders apply the title to themselves. It's like calling yourself smart. It rubs people the wrong way. And I always say, if you have to say you're smart, you're not, right? If you have to say it to yourself, it's really because nobody else would. And that's not good. So how do we get thought leadership right? How do we stop contributing to the buzzword cycle? Before I tell you what I think, I wanted to share a few thoughts from a few of our listeners. We asked them who they considered a thought leader in their domain and the effect they had on their industry or domain. So I asked four questions. Who were the thought leaders you follow? Have they changed your mind about anything? What have they taught you? And what makes them a thought leader? Here we go. Greg Brooks said, "These days, I'm paying attention to anyone interested in leading us. That is the big societal us, not the PR industry. So anyone interested in leading us back from the brink of tribal warfare. Poisonous fringe rhetoric has gone mainstream, first in our politics and increasingly in our everyday lives. And it affects our PR work because it erodes trust and devalues factfulness." New word, factfulness. Ha. Arthur Brooks of the American Enterprise Institute has many worthwhile things to say on this, as does Jonathan Haidt, I'm not sure I'm saying that right, in his excellent book, The Righteous Mind, Smart Politics, is trying to do the same thing, approaching it from the left. So you have The Righteous Mind on the right, I suppose, and Smart Politics on the left, and also Arthur Brooks of the American Enterprise Institute. He says, "I know this is not a list of PR gurus, but we can't have PR unless we have civil communication. So this stuff matters." Factfulness is now a great word that we shall all use. Thank you, Greg Brooks. Christopher S. Penn said, "My definition of thought leader," I don't sound anything like him, but here we go. "My definition of thought leader is someone whose thinking changes how I lead. For that, I look to people who are doing well with what I'd like to be doing. In data science, there's someone like Dr. Hillary Mason. In martial arts, that's my teacher's teacher, Stephen K. Hayes. in general business. Some of the stuff published in interviews with Jeff Bezos is super interesting. In artificial intelligence, someone like Dr. Romer Rosales. Lots of people in there. So Dr. Hillary Mason, Stephen K. Hayes in martial arts, Jeff Bezos, and Dr. Romer Rosales. I hope I'm saying these correctly. Sally Gitch said, I dislike the term thought leader. So she agrees with the beginning of this podcast. I dislike the term thought leader so much that I never mentally apply it to people I follow, most of whom, if not personal friend, I follow for specific subject matter expertise, which is expertise, not leadership. If I were going to call anyone a thought leader, it would be someone who engages in really big picture, wider implications thinking. And while I've read a couple of articles of that sort in the past few months, I don't look up from the details enough to actively follow anyone. I would say that it's worth reading Morten Rand Hendrickson's articles about ethics in web design and why a list of thou shalt nots is no substitute for a framework for making decisions. Interesting. And agree. Thought leader, expert, industry expert, whatever we want to call them. Agree. It's very, very, very important. And then Carrie Morgan. I thought this was really good. She said, I lean heavily on books for original ideas. And the best book I've read this year is Sally Hogshead, How the World Sees You. She changed my mind about certain personality traits I've always seen as a negative because of her research. The system she created to define traits, then apply them to how others see me and how I should position myself effectively was very powerful. I'm testing it to see if it resonates in a new website I'm launching. It's very different than anything I've done before. Sally is one very smart lady. So now I think we all have to read How the World Sees You. If you have not yet read it, put it on your list. Traditionally, most public relations programs have included some sort of thought leadership component, putting the spotlight on the organization's CEO and maybe a couple of other key executives. This approach is actually pretty narrow and can backfire. What happens when you lose your CEO or other thought leader as they leave your organization to do something else? Win the lottery, fly off to the islands and never come back. There are lots of ways that a leader would leave. So what happens with your thought leadership when that does happen? For big companies, these events often feed media frenzies as the entire existence of an organization is called into question. Remember Apple when Steve Jobs passed away? Same kind of thing. So let's talk about building up the thought leadership of your executive that avoids some of these pitfalls. Number one, expand your organization's media training. Typically, only your CEO gets hands-on media training, or it's a complete afterthought that only comes up in an emergency when the company needs to secure a broadcast interview. This is not enough. Teach all of your executives and leaders how to speak on behalf of the company. Teach them how to respond to tough criticism without tarnishing the brand. This preparation is essential because even if they never appear on broadcast television, they will have a clear understanding of how to interact with the media and how to represent their company in public. And that includes on social media. Media training helps in that case as well. Number two, broaden your corporate blogger pool. Your company blog is the perfect place to start. Unlike an interview that relies on outside journalists, on your own blog, you can craft the exact message you want and publish it under the executive's byline. This is important because many journalists begin their research, just like the rest of us, with a quick web search. And what better way to offer your expertise than through your own blog? You should include these regular blog posts into your content strategy and think about pitching some of that content as contributions to other relevant and authoritative media sites. And then number three, encourage your executives to use social media. Some executives still resist this. I have a friend who just posted on Facebook that she has a former boss who still thinks social media is a fad. So some will still resist it, while others are all too happy to put their entire lives out there. I think the key here is to find a happy medium between these two extremes, and proper media training will help as your executives will be better prepared to exist and engage on social in a way that strengthens your brand. Now back to buzzwords. I think the easiest way to build thought leadership is to actually do it. Don't just lean on that phrase without having anything concrete to back it up. When you're building relationships with journalists and other experts across your industry, backing up a public presence with thoughtful and insightful content through blogging, contributed content, and a social media presence is a winning strategy. You don't even need to use the word, phrase, thought leadership to succeed at thought leadership. Show, don't tell. It's a cliche, but there's a reason it's a classic. So what's your take on the thought leadership conversation? Am I completely wrong? Want to share your own take? There's a community for you to do that. Join us at spinsucks.com/spin-sucks-community. That's spinsucks.com/spin-sucks-community. Come join us. It's completely free. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next week on the Spin Sucks podcast.
If you're ready to change the face of PR, make sure you subscribe to the Spin Sucks podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a rating and a review.